Thank you, Doctor. I am deeply honored to be standing here delivering the commencement address here at Temporal University to you, the graduating class of Chrononauts of 3029. Yes, we're running a bit behind, so what does that matter to you? As you prepare to leave the hallowed halls of good old Temporal U and take your first weighted steps into the time stream, never forget that you are like a butterfly, flapping your wings in the past only to run the risk of creating hurricanes in the future. Need I remind you of mankind's earliest blunders into temporal tourism, when Mr. H.K. Bloomfield of Poughkeepsie, New York, catastrophically offered Adam a bite of the apple from his lunch just a few moments before Mother Eve was scheduled to have her fateful encounter with a certain serpentine visitor to their garden home. Long-reaching ramifications that dramatically altered mankind's history. Don't believe me? Take a look at the time screen here. I just set the time screen to the Bloomfield timeline, as it is now known. And now, I need only select an arbitrary date and time from the past. Let's look exactly 100 years ago today, April 1st, 2029. And the time screen allows us to peer into the events of that period as they developed along the Bloomfield timeline. Observe.
Well, happy Monday, town of Girly Toes, and everyone else here in beautiful Clover County. I'm Whitney Slowburn. It's 9 o'clock on the first day of the week, so that means it's time for Keeping It Real Today with Tanya Bilchnet. Tanya?
Thanks, sliced cheese.
That's Whitney, Tanya. My name is Whitney.
Well done.
Well,
hiya, all you goofballs, and good morning. Ready to get real today? Then let's do this. So, it seems as if a petition is going around the town to help persuade town council to change the name of our beloved Girly Toes to something else, because the name is considered by many as disparaging, sexist, and basically not a very woke name for a modern town. Now, some knuckleheads are even going so far as to say that the current name is misleading, in that not everyone in town has girly toes. This comes at the same time as another rumor going around that all the people in town that do have girly toes are feeling ashamed of their girly toes, but are too afraid to move to a town with a different name because they wouldn't fit in because of their girly toes. They wouldn't feel at home, for instance, in the neighboring town of Buffalo Hump, or the town of Dirty Knees, or Salty Cheeks, or Muddy Crack, or Badger Tongue, or Hipster Beard, Camel Toe, or Moose Knuckle. Which, incidentally, is probably why town council can't go with the obvious winning name I've already given them. The name, of course, being the town of Knuckleheads. They claim they already have Knuckles being represented in the county because of Moose Knuckle. But that actually proves my point about the name of Girly Toes. Surely we don't need two towns with toe in their names. Not when there's barely enough room in here for camel toe.
Okay, I think I know where this is heading, and I'm going to stop you right there, Tanya.
Well now, get a whiff of this, Whiffy. First off, let me just admit publicly that if anyone took a look at my size 11 meat canoes and said that I had girly toes, they'd probably soon find them planted straight up their keister, wiggling around. And B, the name Girly Toes isn't actually derived from some foot-focused founder with fancy phalanges.
Phalanges, Tanya. They're pronounced phalanges.
The founding mother of the town was actually named Henrietta Girly Toes, with a W. So T-O-E-W-S, which is a Spanish Mennonite name actually pronounced Taves. So, we should actually be living in Girly Taves, but someone along the road clearly just decided to cut out the W to reduce any confusion and stick with the more familiar Girly Toes. What? Oh. Okay. Whatever. I've just been told that Taves is actually German Mennonite, but, you know, whatever. So there, you whiny turkey-lipped dodos, let it go. I'm Tanya Bilchnet. Let's get real today.
Yes. I mean, thank you, Tanya, for the special civic update on the town renaming campaign that has been stirring up such controversy in our little county for the last few weeks. You did clear that segment with the station manager prior to this broadcast, yes?
The who, Wazzle?
The station manager.
Sir Topham Hatt?
What?
You know, Thomas the Tank Engine. They're two, they're four, they're six and eight, shunting trucks and hauling freight, red and green and brown and blue, they're a really useful crew.
What? No, the station manager, our station manager, the mysterious being in charge of all this, the broadcasting station, this building, the mastermind in charge of—
No, he runs the train station. They're two, they're four, they're six and eight—
Not Sir Topham Hatt, our Machiavellian boss, Albert Offelbeck.
Oh, you mean the dude I knocked up, then dumped so I could start dating Dan Furbelly? He's in charge? Yeah, no, I definitely didn't talk to Al before any of this.
Okay, well, on your head be it. Well, folks, today, as it turns out, marks the grand opening of Stella Stanfield's group home for orphaned abandoned teenage satyrs under constant killer Ebola resurfacing syndrome.
Wait a tick. That anachronism spells out goat suckers.
What?
G-H-O-A-T-S-U-C-K-E-R-S. It's an anachronism that spells out goat suckers. That's awesome!
It's an acronym, Tan.
What's an acronym, Tan?
No, I mean the proper term is acronym. You said anachronism. And I was calling you Tan, short for Tanya.
Yeah, don't stick with that. I don't like it.
All right, then.
It's lame.
Okay. I just—
In fact, I may have to tan ya hide if you do. Get it?
Got it. Will do. Or should I say, won't do. Back to the story. We go now to the renowned philanthropist and sanctuary frontrunner, Stella Stanfield, waiting on the other end of the line. Hello, Stella. Thanks for taking time on this red letter day to speak with us before the big ribbon cutting later this afternoon. To start with, I have a few questions I'd like to ask you on behalf of our listeners. A few questions about your special place of respite for sorrowful, sickly satyr youths. The first of which is constant killer Ebola resurfacing syndrome actually a threat to our resident satyrs? That is to say, we've all heard of Ebola, but how does constant killer Ebola resurfacing syndrome differ from it? And is it only the satyr population that is at risk at this time?
Hello there, Whitney.
Yes, hello? Did you hear my question? Is this signal okay?
Yes, I did, Whitney.
Oh my god, and I thought old slow burn here was a slow burn. Spit it out, buddy! What do you got for us, Stella Bella?
Tan! I mean, yeah! Tanya!
Well, that was actually three questions you proposed there, Whitney. One, is constant killer Ebola resurfacing syndrome a real threat? Two, how is it different from the regular Ebola? And three, is it only the satyr community that is at risk at this time? Well, I'd be happy to answer each question in turn. I'd like to first offer an adjustment to an earlier statement made by Ms. Bilchnet.
Ah, I see. Well, all right.
Technically, madam, the shortened form of our group home for orphaned abandoned teenage satyrs under constant killer Ebola resurfacing syndrome is in fact merely an initialism, G-H-O-A-T-S-U-C-K-E-R-S, and not in fact an acronym as you so erroneously inferred, and it certainly does not spell out goat suckers, not if you observe the H that precedes the word home.
Yeah, well, but the H would still be silent, and it would still read as GOAT SUCKERS.
Perhaps you are right in one respect, Tonya.
Tanya.
And that is that we may need to come up with a better name for the GHOATSUCKERS.
Why not just the Seder Sanctuary?
Say, that could be just the ticket.
Yes, sure. But back to my question. Isn't constant killer Ebola resurfacing syndrome just Ebola?
It is indeed, Whitney. But this strain is constant and killer.
I grant you, but this killer virus, or any killer virus for that matter, like normal old Ebola, isn't constant for a single victim. It's one bout of it and then poof! That's it.
Here's my answer to that, Tanya.
Tanya.
You utilized the word tick earlier on.
Sure did.
Well, you see, Whitney, when these adolescent Seder refugees first washed up on the Clover County shoreline after their ship was attacked by that mini kraken, or krakalakken, as I like to call it, and these poor goat girl souls were greeted by a beach wildly infested with ticks, you see. Ticks that got into their fur and thereby into the bloodstream, which, in turn, caused many deaths by no.
No?
Yes.
What?
N-O-E, Ms. Bilchnet.
What?
An acronym for normal old Ebola. To avoid confusion.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Good job.
Well, now, of course, they die from NOE, but these satyrs, you see, are enchanted and have the ability to come back to life, or self-resurrect. The trick is, once they're infected by a tick, the Ebola virus itself keeps coming back to kill its host again, and again, and again. A perpetual cycle that is tragically unbreakable and constant.
Oh, woman! Goat sucks to be them!
Oh my.
Indeed, so you see, this constant killer Ebola is a significant deterrent for anyone who might have at one time considered adopting a teenage satyr. And of course, this delayed adoption can cause serious mental distress for the lasses. Until recently, any adoptions were being run through the Clay Kids Outreach Center over on Greek Street.
Ah yes, the one started up by Jan Prometheus, owner of Prometheus Pottery and Craft Barn. Well, maybe you may have to steal a little bit of her fire this time with your sanctuary. Speaking about self-resurrection.
Yeah. So, anyway, now we have the young satyrs, where they can graze freely and seek some counseling, and of course, we have plenty of body plugs on hand.
Excuse me?
Body plugs, Ms. Lowburn. Body plugs to plug the body. You see, with a plug in place, the satyrs don't excrete their own intestines. It dramatically prolongs their lives.
Gross!
Well, that's all the time we have for your news at 9. WLFC would like to offer special thanks to our guest Stella Stanfield and her goat suckers. Thank you, Stella. Good luck finding a more utilitarian name. I'm Whitney Slowburn.
And I'm Tanya Bilchnet. Get real.
Next up is Traffic and Weather Together.
And the jingle and we're done.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. AM